Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to be a child of God.
Yes.
I desire your prayers this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Because I need them. I need your prayers this morning. As always, my goal and aim is to make heaven in my home for myself. But I also want to do the will of God while I'm here, and I want to be helpful in the fight that we are in. We want souls to be saved. We want souls to make heaven their home. We don't want them to be lost. I don't know who this message is for. I don't know whose ears it will reach, but the Bible says that he that hath an ear, let him hear. And so the message this morning is on a song. The message was given to me a long time ago, the idea, and I got it down on paper a little while ago. But the song is song number 390, and we'll only be going through the first verse. It is entitled, Farewell to Sin. And so I want you to pray for me this morning, because the devil doesn't want you to hear this message.
Yes.
He doesn't want you to get what God has for you.
Amen.
And he wants to hinder me this morning.
Yes.
And so I want you to be praying for me this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Because I need the Lord in a very special way. All right. The song starts out verse number 1. The song is entitled, Again, Farewell to Sin.
Yes.
And farewell means a parting or a departure.
Yes.
It says, I will part with thee, O Master. This is my firm resolve.
Yes.
And I will boldly state my reason why we must now dissolve.
Yes.
It says the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
It says the wages of sin is death. It says the wages of sin is death and woe and bitter remorse. I found it so. The first verse says, I will part with thee, O Master. I want you to understand something this morning. When we are on the devil's territory, what has happened is we have rejected God's offered hand of grace and mercy. And so the devil is our master. And so the song says, I will part with thee, O Master. This is someone who has come to a place where they realize that the enemy is their master. All right, and so they're saying here, I will part with thee. I will make my separation from thee. And it's going to give the reasons why they're going to do that. Let's turn to Exodus 1, verse number 11 down to verse number 14. Somebody read that for us if you beat me there. That's in Exodus chapter 1, verse number 11. We'll read on down to verse number 14. Continue to pray for us. All right, they set over them taskmasters. All right. Afflicted them with burden. Ramses, all right. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. They were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage. In mortar and in brick, all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. May the Lord help us. When you choose the master that this song is talking about, He not only is he a hard taskmaster, but he teaches those that are in his employ to be that same way. The song says, I will part with thee, O master. And so what we need to understand is that what we've done when we're on the enemy's territory, we said, no, Lord, I don't want your help. I'm going to go on the side of the enemy, the one that has offered sin and shame and guilt. The wages thereof are death. I'm going to choose that as my master. And so what's happening here over in the Exodus, what it is he had taught those Egyptian people to be hard upon the people of God. He said they served with rigor. They afflicted them. To afflict means to make something difficult, makes it hard on you. And so this is what was happening to the children of Israel. They were over there in these hard and harsh conditions, but God blessed them even in those places. Why is it that the devil can do us all kind of ways, but God, he barely can do anything allowed to us, and we got a problem with God. We don't have a problem with the enemy when he do us wrong. May God help us this morning. How can the enemy get away with what he's getting away with? How can he do us the way that he does us and we still serve him and we still say no to God? How can he do that? This is what was happening here. Do you remember the children of Israel when God freed them? Remember they got angry at the Lord and they didn't like it when they were in the land of Canaan and they said, we should go back to those ways. Do you remember that? This is what is happening here. The devil is doing people wrong, just like the Egyptians were doing the Israelites. And what happens is we get used to that. We begin to accept that as our lot in life. And then when God comes and offers his help to us, we don't see it as mercy. We don't see it as grace. We don't recognize it. And so we're in bondage to sin. We're in bondage to slavery of the devil. May God help us this morning. We don't have to be slaves. We don't have to be slaves. There's a Brother Johnson way back in Bakersfield, California. He preached a message. It'd be about 15 minutes. And it'd be real simple and real plain. And one of the things he said that made him see the light of day was he said that he was unsaved. He didn't like how he was living. The devil was doing him wrong. And the Lord told him one day he was on his way to do something wrong. Lord told him, he said, you don't have to live this way. I've got grace for you. I've got something to help you with. I'm here to talk to you this morning about the grace of God that's available to you. You don't have to be enslaved. You don't have to be having the can't help it. You don't have to be mistreated by the enemy, and you have to accept that. We have the ability to choose something better. May God help us this morning. I will part with thee, O master. When we come to God, we are by default, we are saying, God, I want you now. I don't want that old master, and only he can free us from the devil. Only God can do that. May God help us this morning. Afflict means to cause pain or suffering. It means to affect or trouble. All right? The way of the transgressor is hard, but the way of God, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. All right? So if your master is the enemy, you have a hard way to go. The way of the transgressor is hard. All right? And so God has something to bless you and help you with if you're bound by sin, if you're bound by habits, if you're bound by whatever you're bound by. God is, the Bible says it in one place, I believe it's Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Yeah. All right? Somebody get that scripture for us, please, this morning. One of the things that it talks about when he said to give delivery to the captive, he says to give sight to the blind. Yeah. All right, and so in that scripture, what that's talking about is when Jesus came, we don't have to be slaves anymore. Yes. Do you ever see, if you're in sin, you can identify with this. The reason why you can't do right is because your master will not let you do right.
Right.
You can intend to do right. You can want to do right. You can put your effort in doing right. But you will never be able to do right consistently until you get rid of that master. May God help us this morning. I will part with thee, O Master. This is my firm resolve. And so what God is wanting to do is he's wanting to save somebody from the hardship of sin, from the consequence of sin, from the ultimate wages that we're going to talk about here in a little while. May God help us this morning. Do we have that scripture? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach.
So the one in Isaiah, yes? Isaiah 42:7, and it says, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison.
Yes.
And then to sit in darkness.
Yes. Amen. So that'll do it. If you're enslaved to sin, then you are in prison. You are in a state where you have to do what you're told to do. All right. Sometimes you're successful in resisting the enemy, but you can't be successful consistently until God frees you from him. And so I encourage you this morning, if you are in that condition, that God has deliverance for you. Just like the Egyptians, had the Israelites in slavery, and God freed them, God can free you in that very same way.
Amen.
And that's what that's all about. May God help us this morning. He'll treat you as bad as you let him. I have here written down, the enemy will treat you as bad as you let him. God can save and deliver you, and he can put a stop to the continual abuse. The devil is an abuser. He's an abuser. He's an accuser and an abuser. Must I by Satan be accused and with his galling yoke abused until at last from heaven refuse the blood of Jesus cleansing?
Yes.
And so that's what we're talking about this morning. I don't have to live in that situation where the devil talks bad to me. Remember the message about the negative mindset. All right, remember that. The enemy is part of that. He's in that, and he's working on that in your mind to keep you enslaved. You can't do it. You'll never be good enough to do it. God doesn't love you, etc., etc., etc. That's what the devil does because he's an abuser. He's an accuser. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there is deliverance by the grace and help of God. There is by the help and grace of God. May God help us this morning. All right, moving on.
The scripture you wanted is Isaiah 61.
That's all right.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Anointed me.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
Bind up the brokenhearted. Preach liberty to them that are captive.
And opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Opening of the prison to them that are bound.
The acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
The day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn.
Amen. God has something available to us. He has something available to us. And what happens is when we're in sin, I've been there, I'm telling you, from a place of experience. In my mind, I couldn't get free.
Right.
I couldn't get free and I couldn't do right. And I had all kinds of thoughts in my mind that held me captive.
Yes.
All right? Those people over there, that would be too hard. There ain't no way that I can live like that. I can't live like that. How can I live like that? I know what I was born with. I know my problems. I know I'm being honest with myself. I could never do any of that. Listen, the blood of Jesus cleansed me. All right? Through him, we have salvation. Through him, we have our being, you understand? And so God is the one that does the work in us, praise God. Not only does he free us from sin, not only does he free us from our captor, but then he changes us. It's him in us that makes us different. You can be saved. You can live a life of righteousness and godliness in this present world. God can do it in you. He can do the work in you. May God help us this morning. He can do it. All right? And so you need to know that you don't have to be held captive.
Right.
All right? You choose your captor. You choose your enslaver. Amen. But God, if we choose God, then we can be bound to him. He can be our master. He can be our God. He can be our friend. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. May God help us this morning. So God has that for us this morning. I want you to turn to song number 207. Don't lose page number 390, but I want you to turn to song number 207 while I read what is bitter is. And think about verse number 5. We'll read that in a minute. It says here, what bitter is not sweet, and having a pungent, malodorous taste or smell. So this is how the life of those that are not saved. What happens is originally it's not that way. You understand? The devil is smarter than you are. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think that, but let me just help you out with that. He's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
He was in the garden. He's smarter than you are.
Right.
All right? And so what he does is he tricks you. He brings you along. He won't do it all at once. Now, some people are reckless, and he plays on their recklessness. But what he does is, originally, it's all good. Listen, it's all good until it isn't all good. You understand? Until you realize that the thing that you thought you had control over, you realize it really has control over you now. You see? And so God, he knows all of these things. And what he does is, if he says, listen, I can free you from that. Matter of fact, if you're not bound up with that stuff, even better, I'll keep you from that.
Yeah.
All right? So that's what God is wanting to do. Because just like, again, those Egyptians, when they're there, the way that they were coming, did you notice that even in captivity, I believe it's verse number 12, it said that in verse number 11, they were hard on them, but they still did a good job. They built the cities up of Ramses, another city, I forget the name of it. But in verse number 12, God still blessed them in captivity. And so sometimes in our minds, because we're still being blessed by God, even though we know that we're not right with God, what happens is we think we're okay, and the devil takes advantage of that too. All right? He keeps us in bondage by making us think and feel that we're okay. If you got to keep telling yourself that you're okay, guess what? You're not okay. You're not okay. You shouldn't have to have this crutch and that crutch and the other crutch just so you can make it through the day, because God did not intend for you to have to live like that. God has something better for you. All right? And so those crutches that he's giving you, those dreams that he's selling you, they're all lies. He is a liar. And so those are lies, that what he's telling you. And in the end, the wages are the same. We'll get to that. The wages are the same. May God help us this morning. And so, song number 207, what does it say? I tried the road of sin and found.
Its
prospects all deceived.
I proved the Lord.
Joys abound more than I could believe. All right, so look at the comparison here. I tried the road of sin. So this writer is saying, I did that. I've been there. I've done that. I went down that road, and the devil sold me a bill of goods, and I was chasing after that, and I found that all of those prospects, all that he was promising me, it was all a lie.
Yeah.
All right, but he said here, he proved the Lord, and joys abound more than he could believe. I'm a witness of that today. The worst day in salvation is way better than the best day on the enemy's side, and that's the truth. All right? Because when I go to bed at night, I know where I'm going if I don't wake up in the morning. Because I know that whatever trouble I'm in, I know that I have God to help me. Do you think the hard taskmaster is going to help you?
No.
They're the ones putting it on you. You understand? All right? And so when you're in the world, listen, I want to tell you something else this morning. If you have the truth that we have, you grew up around truth, you know what truth is, you do not and will not ever fit in the world. You don't fit.
That's right.
You don't fit because you know better. You understand? And so you're always going to be fighting against that. So you can't fit out there. You need to be with the Lord. May God help us. And those that would want you to fit, they don't really want you to fit. They want you to prove to them that there's something better, because they're going to give up what they're doing in a heartbeat once they know it's real.
Yes. Amen.
May God help us.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving forward, I will part with thee, O Master. This is my firm resolve. I want you to understand something this morning. When you're going to break free from some kind of restraint, whether it be mechanical, whether it be mental, whether it be physical, whatever type of restraint that you're in, you have to have what is called resolve.
Yeah.
All right? I mean to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to let God help me do this. And when I'm weak, I'm going to ask him to help me some more. But I've got to be determined to do it. All right? Because the enemy is going to fight that. He'll fight you all the way up to the altar if he can. He'll fight you when you get up from the altar. And then he'll fight you the whole next week until you give in. Now, what the problem is that everybody is not naturally a fighter. All right? Some people, they just say, some people, I'll put it this way, some people have more of a fighting spirit than others. Some people can fight you on this line, but they won't fight you on that one.
Right.
All right? In this area here, we need to all be fighters. We need to all have a determination and a mindset that we are I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And so resolve means is to be determined to live for the Lord. I'm going to put my time and my effort. And the good part about it is that God will help you with your resolve. You might be thinking in your mind, I was saved before, and I tried, and I gave it my best shot, and I failed. I want you to know that if you did fail, you failed. God didn't fail.
Right.
May God help us this morning. If the failure is in us, God has the power to save and to keep. And so what can happen is we gotta let God be more involved in this process.
Right.
Because you're right, you did fail. You tried to do it by yourself. Let God help you do it and see if that don't work. May God help us this morning. This is my firm resolve. When a person is seeking the Lord and they want to be free and they realize the bondage that they are in is no good, they will cut their own leg off just to get out of that bondage. They'll fit through a hole like this, literally, just to get out. Because freedom is important. All right? And you can only be free when you live for the Lord. May God help us this morning. And so it says here, the sin, it is bondage. You can't be an overcomer because you are rejecting where your strength is. Psalms 46:1, somebody help me out with that. Don't turn to it, tell me what it is. It starts with God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And so when we get in our trouble with the Lord, our resolve can wane, it can weaken on us. And so the enemy, he's waiting right there. He's waiting. He's like that lion. He's looking for that straggler. He's looking for that one that stepped in and broke their ankle or something like that. And he's waiting to pick them up. But we have God to help us as our helper. And he's our refuge. All right. A place we can go to and be safe. And then he's our strength. All right. I want you to understand that this morning. When you are your resolve is waning, go to God.
Yeah.
I'm getting weak, Lord. I'm not going to make it. Go to God and say, Lord, I need your refuge.
Yeah.
I need your safety. And then give me the strength that I need in order to, in my heart and in my mind, I know I need this. I've got to have this. Will you help me to do it by the grace and help of God? He'll help us to do it. He said that he would, and I know that he will. I'm a witness to that right now today. All right? And your good intentions won't do it. You need more than good intentions. You need God to help you to do it.
Yeah.
All right? And so I'm not telling you to do away with your good intentions. I'm telling you to marry your good intentions with God's strength and help, and you will be successful by the grace and help of God. All right. Want to go to Romans 8:37. Somebody read that for us. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. That's there in Romans 8 and verse number 37. What does it say?
Nay,
all right.
All these things, all right. We are more than conquerors.
All right. All right. Remember that is through Him.
Right.
All right. So I'm not a fighter naturally. When people come against me, I tend to cower down. I'm a shy person, whatever the case may be. But I have to understand that in this situation, in the matter of my soul, I'm not allowed to be that way.
Right.
All right? I'm not allowed to be that way. But what I can do is I can remember that I'm not only a conqueror, but I'm more than a conqueror through Him. That's the key right there. Do you understand? Through Him that loves, it says we're more than conquerors through Him that loves us, all right? And so we're able to do it because God in us gives us the strength and the power and the ability to do it. Listen, when you get saved, my job is to pray for you. When you get saved, my job is to encourage you. When you get saved, my job as a Christian, I'm talking about other Christians, other people that are already saved, our job is to help you to get where you need to be, to undergird you, to keep our finger on the pulse of how you're doing, so that if you're flagging and if you're going through some difficulty, my job is to be there to kind of help you, lift you up, keep you before the Lord so you can stay saved by the help of the Lord. Because the enemy's going to fight you, and we know that. But God gave us one another to help one another. You understand? And so it's not my job to judge your failures and your mistakes and your faults. That's between you and the Lord. Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You understand? And so my job, I'm not even looking at you in that way. If I know what I'm supposed to be doing as a child of God, I'm not looking at you in that way. I'm trying to see you make heaven your home. I'm trying to see you get rooted and grounded in truth and get strong in the Lord in the power of his might. That's my job as a Christian. So my job is to look at you in that way. I don't want to fix you. I'll let God do that. I can't fix myself unless he helps me. Come on now. Now that's the truth. And so we have to, in our minds and our hearts, we are approaching salvation in that way. Lord, I thank you for saving this one and saving that one. And Lord, I'm glad that they're saved. Now, God, make them strong, Lord. Make them strong. And Lord, if they're struggling here and struggling there, Lord, help me to be a help, Lord. To be an encouragement. Help me to pray for them, Lord. Because I want to see them grow. I want to see them be strong in the Lord. Too many times, if we're not careful, we'll be guilty of sitting in a place of judgment and discouraging somebody. And that I don't believe we're that way here. Praise God, we're not that way here. But may God help us. Don't nobody need to be that way. Lord, how can I help, Lord? How can I help, Lord? That's my attitude by the grace of God. Do you know that's how God is? I said, do you know that's how God is? May God help us this morning. He says a bruised reed, he what? Will not break. A smoking flax, he won't. Will not quench. And so the one that's barely making it, he's there for that one. He's that bruised reed, he sends his strength and his power. A reed is like a branch, a small branch, a green branch. And so it's bent, but it ain't broke. You understand? And so what he does, he puts his strength and power, and he wants us to do the same thing and grab and hold that place where it's weak at. He wants us to hold where it's weak at, praise God. And then that smoking flax, that's something that is an ember. The fire has gone way down, and they're about to get stomped out. We're supposed to get by that fire and get close. Get in close by the help of the Lord. And kneel down and... Breathe some life on that fire. Get that fire going. Bring a few little ember. Bring a few little branches to help out with that fire, see? And get that fire back going by the grace and help of God. That's my job as a child of God. Some people are afraid to even try to get saved because they think they're going to be judged up and down, and they don't want to deal with that. They're afraid of dealing with that. I'm here to tell you this morning, by the grace and help of God, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. You just get saved. And we'll let the Holy Spirit work. How about we let the Holy Spirit do his job? Right. How about that? Because I can't save you, and I don't have nowhere for you to go. I'm trying to get there myself. May God help us this morning. And so, but what it is God wants to strengthen our resolve. He wants to make us strong and make us able to get a hold of him in a real and a true way. May God help us this morning. All right, somebody go to Isaiah 40 and 29. And I'm going to quote it, I believe, by the help of the Lord. It says here, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. All I'm trying to do is to get you to understand that God can do it with and through you. All right? He can do it. Now, we do have a choice in the matter. We can always say, Lord, I don't need your help. And that is the place of difficulty. That's the place where we get ourselves in trouble. So the song says, I will part with thee, O Master, This is my firm resolve. I'm determined to do this by the grace and help of God. Somebody read Isaiah 40, 29. Somebody else get Philippians 4 and 13. Did we get 40 and 29? I'm sorry. Isaiah 40 and 29. I might have said it wrong.
He gives power to the faint.
He gives power to the faint.
And to them that have no might, he increases.
All right. So I didn't make that up. So that's in there. Let's move forward. We'll go to Philippians 4 and 13. It says here, I can do what?
All things.
Most things.
All things.
Almost all things.
All things.
A few things if I'm not careful. All right, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So we want to make sure that that's in there. Understand that this is where your salvation is. Not only does God save you, okay? But how you're going to live your salvation, how you're going to be successful is through Christ. All right? And so he's the one. Brother Darrell preached a message about something being plugged into the socket, and the socket representing the power source, and then we are the ones that are doing the work out here. Maybe it's a vacuum cleaner. And then if that vacuum cleaner, that cord comes to pulling out of that socket, well, then you start losing power.
Yeah.
You understand? So in the same way, we have to understand that that's where our power, our strength is. That's where our all in all. If we can just stay plugged into the source, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I spent a lot of time on resolve. I want you to pray for me because I thought that was important. I feel like that's what the Lord would have me to do. But we want to get through this, but may God help us this morning. It says, I boldly, I'm going forward in the Psalm number 390, and I boldly state my reason why we must now dissolve. All right, somebody get this scripture for us. It's 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I want you to understand that boldness means courage. It means confidence.
Yes.
All right? And so some people are not naturally courageous. Some people are not naturally confident. And that's all right because we serve a God that is supernatural.
Yes.
And he can help us in these areas. All right? All right? God is able to. So courage is not not realizing that we have fear, but it is what we do about that fear which is most important. All right? If I am in a situation where I need courage and something needs to be done, then I can ask God to help me with that. That doesn't mean that it's not scary. It doesn't mean that my confidence or my courage may be affected. What it means is that I'm able to do it because Christ Jesus can help me do it. Somebody read that scripture.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
All right.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
All right. So the enemy is a fear. He's a fear peddler. That's what he does. He sells fear to human beings. He knows who Christ Jesus is. He knows the power of God. All right. So what he has to do is, if he's going to be successful in hindering you and I, what he has to do is he's got to come in and sell you this fear. All right? But that's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. That's why the Bible says cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. If you in those situations would go to God, God will reassure you that he's still in control.
Yeah.
He still has us. Whatever it is that he has allowed us, remembering that he has allowed us to be in this situation in the first place, whatever that he has allowed us to be in, he's going to be with us unto the end. That's what he said. He said he won't forsake us. He won't leave us. And so therefore, what the enemy's trying to do is get you not to be confident. Not to be courageous. He doesn't want you to come boldly unto the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. He doesn't want that. And so what he does is he's selling you fear. He's selling you some type of hindrance. And but God is able to help us. And again, I want us to understand, this is not just natural fear, but this is something even more. This is a spirit of fear.
Yes.
All right? And so something is behind this and pushing this. All right? And so we need God to help us to be courageous and to be bold. So he says, I boldly state my reason. I will part with thee, O master. The writer is speaking to the enemy. And he's speaking to you and to me. He says, I will part with thee, O master. This is my firm resolve. I'm determined to do this. I boldly state my reason why we must now dissolve. Did you know that dissolve can mean bring together, but it can also mean to separate?
Yes.
All right? When people come before the judge, when they've been married or whatever the case may be, and they want to separate, they want to dissolve or cause the marriage to come to a dissolution.
Yeah.
All right? And so what the writer is saying is, I boldly state my reason why we must now separate. You go your way, and I'm going my way by the grace and help of God. Somebody get, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I believe it's Hebrews, I don't even know what I wrote here, 4 and 16. If it's not 16, it might be 18. Hebrews.
Let us, it's 16. Let
yes.
us therefore come boldly unto the throne.
All right.
Of
All right.
That we may obtain mercy
All right.
and find grace to help in time of need.
All right. So boldly come. When we come to God, we have to come with intent. We have to come like we mean it. We have to come and let. I'm going to tell you something what the Lord does. Many times what the Lord does, I'll tell you what he did with me. I'll say it that way. When I wanted to get saved, I was shaking like a leaf, I'm sure. I'm holding on to the pew in front of me, and I'm trying, I want to go, I need to go, and God's dealing with my heart, but I was afraid to go. Something was holding me back. There's a spirit there that's holding you. And this has happened to you if God has ever dealt with your heart. I know it has. And so what happened was, what God does is, he's got to see that God won't make us do anything.
Right.
And so we have to want this, and we have to put our effort in that way. And so I said, Lord, help me. So I stepped out from the pew, stepped out into the aisle way.
Mm-hmm.
God was reminding me about this morning. It drove me to tears.
Yeah.
And what the Holy Spirit did is he came and he grabbed me by the waist. He hugged me. And he walked me down
Amen.
To the altar, praise God. He came and got me, see.
Amen.
And so God's able to do that. What I've got to do is I've got to at least initially get over that hump. I have to tell the Lord, I want you, Lord. I don't want to be in sin no more.
Yeah.
Sin doesn't suit me. It's not working out for me. I don't like it. I don't like who I'm becoming. And so, Lord, and ultimately, I don't want to be away from you. You made me to love you. You made me. You blessed me every day. Imagine what kind of person would I be when the love of God is poured down upon me on a daily basis and I don't care about God? How does that work? That doesn't work, does it?
No.
And that's what's happening. That's the angst that you feel in your soul. That's the battle that's going on. God loves us all the time.
Yeah.
He shows us his love. And so in our hearts, we know that it's not right if we're not saved. And we want to be saved. We want to live for him.
Yeah.
But we have to take that step by the grace and help of God. And so you can come boldly to the throne of grace with courage, with confidence. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, help us. That we may obtain mercy.
Yeah.
God has, what good is God's mercy if we don't take advantage of it?
Right.
What good is God's mercy? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yeah.
We need the Lord. Grace is God's unmerited favor. I don't deserve this. Mercy is defined as compassion, forgiveness shown, all right, towards someone who is within one's power to punish or to harm. And so it's one thing for a person to say, okay, you did me wrong and you deserve to get God, but I ain't going to get you. That's one thing.
Right.
But this says it's compassion. All right. What does it say? Compassion and forgiveness shown towards that person.
Yeah.
This is how God, that's what he has for us.
Yeah.
All right. The devil will tell you that you've done too much and you can't be changed and you're too far gone. All of those, believe it or not, I know it's crazy, but not only is he a liar, but he's the originator, the father of lies.
Yes.
All right? And so those are lies.
Yes.
All right? And God can do something for you. May God help us this morning. Why we must now dissolve. We talked about the separating, the dissolution.
Yes.
I want you to go to, I'm almost finished here. Please continue to pray for me. 1 John 1 and 9. This is to encourage you if you're struggling on these lines. I want you to know that God has something good for you.
Yeah.
All right? You're going to go through some things just like everybody else does in life, but God is going to be with you every step of the way. He's got what you need, all right? 1 John 1 and 9, it says, if we confess our sins, if we confess them, all right, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from most unrighteousness. Oh, my bad. Does it say all unrighteousness? So there's a process to becoming free from sin. There's a process. God is here and he's waiting for you. You're not here by happenstance. You're not here because you go to church on Sunday. If you have a need in your soul and God is dealing with your heart, that is the mercy of God. That is his spirit. That is the love of God towards you. He's wanting to save you. He's wanting to deliver you. And it says right here in 1 John 1 and 9, he can do it. All we have to do is acknowledge that we're wrong. All that we have to do is say, God, we're sorry. Lord, I want to be free. I don't want to live for the enemy anymore. I want to live for you. I want to live for the one that died for me, Lord. And so now, Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord, and I ask you, forgive me, make me clean, make me right before you, Lord. And it says he's faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every stain of sin he can get rid of. He can keep you clean in 2024. So go with the Lord. I'm encouraging you this morning. If God dealing with your heart, move while you have time, while you have opportunity. Praise God this morning. He can do it. He will do it by the grace and help of God. This ain't no accident. When God deal with you, I'm telling you, it's not an accident. So may God help us this morning. All right, so he says that he can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right, now I want to talk about the chorus, and I'll almost be done. I would ask you to forgive me, but I'm going to tell you this time I'm not going to ask you that. Because this is the Lord. The Lord is doing this. He wants this. And so my heart says amen to his will. I ask you to pray for me. The chorus says in song number 390, it says the wages of sin is death. Wages means fixed, and I want you to get this in your mind. It means fixed payment. All right? Fixed payment. If you die in your sin, you get the same thing that everybody else get that die in their sin. All right? And so it does you no good to wish and to hope and try to sneak in on some kind of technicality. What it is the wages of sin is death. Somebody get this scripture. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Somebody get that scripture for us, please. I want you to understand something this morning. The wages of sin are fixed. I mean, everybody gets the same thing. The one that did a little bit of sin and didn't get it right with God, they're getting the same thing as the one that was out there killing folks and doing all kind of heinous crime. You know why we know that? Because there's only one hell. Right. There's only one hell. And so everybody that goes to those places, listen, you don't want to go.
No.
I don't want to go. Nobody needs to go. Why are people going?
Right.
That's my question this morning. Do you want to be with those? I feel sorry for those that are bound in sin and that are lost, but I really feel sorry for those that are, I'm just going to do a little bit wrong. I'm just going to do a little sinning, and God's going, he's going to look away and let me make it. Listen, it doesn't work that way.
No.
It says fixed payment.
Yeah.
The wages are fixed payment.
Right.
The wages of sin is death. When we're talking about death, we're talking about literal death.
Yes.
All right? Death entered the world through sin. Remember in the garden?
Yes.
All right? They was in the garden with the tree of life and of life. All right? So they could have lived forever.
Yes.
All right? But when they ate of the fruit, then that brought sin into the world. So literal death.
Yes.
But he also is the Bible says in John, 1 John 10 and 10, it says the thief, and it's talking about the devil. The thief is the devil, all right? The thief cometh not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. When we're talking about that, we're talking about that in every kind of way that he can. A thief will steal a 5 cent if he can. Own up to a $10 million. Whatever he can steal, that's what thieves do. In the same way, what he's talking about is stealing your peace, stealing your joy, stealing your eternity bound soul.
Yes.
That's what the thief does.
Yes.
He steals your relationship with God. He steals all the blessing that God has stored up and laid up for you on this side and on the other side. That's what the thief does.
Yes.
All right? And then we're talking about killing. He kills people literally. He kills it. He says, take this drink and get in this car and see what happens.
Right.
Put these drugs in your vein, see what happens. He does that, but he also does it in more gradual ways.
Yes.
Listen, you don't give your heart to God. You have given your heart to something else.
Yes.
And so you're not at peace with God. You don't have a good relationship with God. And so what you need is you need to stop letting him steal from you.
Yes.
Remember, I told you the Lord told me that the devil will treat you as bad as you let him.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him no more. I want to live right. I want to live for the Lord. I want to be free, and God can do that for you.
Yes.
It says kill, steal, and it says destroy. How many people who's they're still walking around, but their lives have been destroyed? Their relationships with their husbands, with their wives, with their children, everything that is near and dear to them, they have been destroyed. And the enemy is offering, he said, I got peace for you. You see how he lies?
Mm-hmm.
I got peace for you. All you got to do is take this, whatever, and do yourself in, and that's peace for you.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
The wages of sin is death.
Yeah, sure.
The writer repeated that.
Yeah.
The payment, the fixed payment
right.
of sin is death. Then he said it again. He said, the wages of sin is death and woe.
Whoa.
Woe is beyond sadness.
Mm-hmm.
To be in a woeful state, the way I understand it, when you have been lost, listen, who's going to save you? That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Who's going to save you? You crossed over into eternity without God, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to save you? Who's going to give you breath? Who's going to bless you with a happy thought? Who's going to give you strength? Who's going to give you, most importantly, his love? Do you see the beginning? I can't even touch the woe that we're talking about, but do you see what's happening here? God is the giver of all things that are good.
Right.
And so when you die in your sin, you are separated from God. So where are you going to get help from?
Right.
That's what we're talking about when we're talking about woe.
Yeah.
We're talking about bitter remorse. Listen, bitter remorse is remorse is you regret something.
Right.
You regret being in the house of the Lord and the Lord was talking to your heart.
Yes.
And he was dealing with your soul. And he's saying, come and be saved.
Yes.
I have something better for you. I don't want you to be killed. I don't want you to be destroyed. I don't want the devil to be your master. I don't want him owning you and mistreating you. And you'll regret that because just like that man, that rich man, y'all remember that rich man? He said, sin, who was it? Sin Lazarus with a tiny bit of water to cool my tongue because I'm tormented in the flames.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something to regret, but there's nothing. Listen, why don't we regret that we didn't get saved sooner? How about we do that? We can regret that. We can regret all that the enemy has done to us thus far and what we let him do to us.
Yeah.
But don't let it be the regret of I'm lost and I'm lost forever.
Lord.
All right? Because there's nothing we can do about that kind of regret.
Right.
We can do nothing about that kind of remorse. It is bitter. It is awful. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
And so the songwriter says, I will part. I'll make my separation from you eternally and finally.
Mm-hmm.
I will part with thee, O Master.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to Satan. This is my firm resolve. I'm determined to do this by the grace and help of God.
Yeah.
And I will boldly state my reasons. Listen, I've been here long enough. I've been beat up bad enough. This is my condition. This is what happened to me. Devil was doing me all kinds of ways with no sign of relief.
Right.
I'm unhappy all the time. I'm covering it up with every crutch I can find. That's why people are on drugs. That's why they're on alcohol. That's why they're doing the things that they're doing, running around doing what they're doing. Yeah. They're trying to cover up the sadness and the grief and the guilt and the shame of sin and the master that's coming down on their necks.
Right.
He says, I'll boldly state my reason. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm done with this.
Yes.
While we must now dissolve, we must separate yes. finally and forever. The wages of sin is death.
Yes.
The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death and woe.
Yes.
And bitter remorse.
Mm-hmm.
I found it so.
Yes.
Bitter remorse. Bitter remorse.
Yes.
Bitter remorse and woe. I want to encourage you this morning, God, dealing with your heart.
Yes.
Find your way to the altar.
Yes.
Let God save you. Let him keep you.
Amen.
He's able to do it. He wants to do it.
Amen.
You're already here. May God help us this morning.
Amen. Amen.